It's Friday, the 25th of July, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Following the launch of the 6th National Development Plan, which focuses on economic recovery, promoting inclusivity and building long-term resilience as the country approaches its Vision 2030 deadline, Ceres Capital economist Robert McGregor says the success of NDP6 will depend on clear and consistent progress tracking.
I think overall we face these triple threat around unemployment, poverty and inequality. I think it's important to bear in mind that ultimately what it comes down to is unemployment. Unemployment is what drives poverty and inequality. Those are symptoms of the high levels of unemployment we face in this country. And so there might be many different measures and many different targets within the plan. But I think ultimately what we need to focus on is unemployment. If we can actively reduce unemployment in this country, I think it will be to some extent a success. And that's not by looking at or changing definitions or using different definitions. It's simply by ensuring that more Namibians have jobs and that we create jobs faster than what we see the labor force growing by.
The National Cybersecurity Team has confirmed that a global ransomware group, INC Ransomware, was behind the recent attack on the Otjiwarongo municipality. The hackers used double extortion tactics to steal and encrypt data. The Communications Regulatory Authority of Namibia's Executive for Communication and Consumer Relations, Mufaro Nesongano.
Investigations are currently ongoing and NAMCET is working closely with the municipality to contain the breach. NAMCET urges all organizations, public and private, to take cybersecurity seriously. This includes keeping systems updated, enabling multi-factor authentication, and educating staff on cyber hygiene. To report any incidences or request support, visit www.namcert.na.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says the recent tariffs imposed by the United States have forced the country's businesses to explore new markets. However, he expressed confidence that ongoing talks will lead to a positive outcome and a return to strong trade relations.
Our bilateral dealings and engagements with the United States will continue, and we will talk about all manner of things, including precisely this issue and many others. We've got good diplomatic relations with the U.S. and we want to enrich them and make them better.
Remaining on the continent, President Paul Kagame has replaced Rwanda's long-serving prime minister, naming the deputy governor of the central bank who was once pardoned for a corruption conviction to the role responsible for government's day-to-day operations. Reuters reports that the appointment of Justin Nsengiyumva, who holds a PhD in economics, was announced by the Office of the Government spokesperson in a post on X. And the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed concern at the deadly clashes between Thailand and Cambodia. At least 15 people have been killed and more than 100,000 civilians were evacuated as the two countries clash for a second day over an area known as the Emerald Triangle, where the borders of both countries and Laos meet.
The Secretary General urges both sides to exercise maximum restraint and address any issues through dialogue and in a spirit of good neighborliness, with a view to finding a lasting solution to the dispute.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.